Man, I don't even know if I went back there now if I'd be able to even walk on the floor that I worked on.
I'm Jonathan Hirsch. And this is Arrivals. Stories of migration, transformation, and change. A show that explores what we do when what we've done is a thing of the past. This is the story of Joshua Levy.
I do believe that every single individual has a social responsibility to the people around them. I really, really do firmly believe that. I believe that as much as I think that taxes are a necessary thing and we should be paying for that, and I believe in social services for people, I believe in social welfare. A lot of that comes from my punk rock days of like listening to hardcore and like, you know, believing at least to some extent in either socialism, communism, or anarchy. That's all there. You know, why I specifically chose to stay. So I graduated college. I got out, I'd applied to grad school. I didn't get into the grad schools I wanted to. Continued working in kitchens, and eventually I went ahead and I applied for a job in social services. I got hired at a company called Christomathy. And Christomathy was a day placement and habilitation program for developmentally disabled adults with violent tendencies.
Autism is a brain development disorder characterized by impaired social interaction and communication. Symptoms are usually fully developed.
There was this video, I want to say it was called Charlie. It was a study of an autistic man with self-interest behavior who would punch himself 1,000, 2,000 times a day. And before we watched the video on this guy, I remember the professor turning to everybody and saying, "You're never going to deal with this unless you go to graduate school or work at a state mental facility. But here's a video of an instance of cognitive behavioral therapy and how it works." And so we watched this video, and it's brutal. Like, this dude just, like, breaks his own nose, knocks himself out. So fast forward, I get hired at Christomathy, and they take me around to the different rooms, and we walk into a room, and there's this guy. It's to a T what I saw in that video. The sound of that guy's fist hitting his head does not go away. And man, when I had that job, I used to have dreams where I would hear that sound. The pay is extremely low. At that time, you were looking at maybe $10 an hour at max. And this is, 2006, maybe, somewhere around there. I mean, like, even in a management position, you were looking at a salary of $28,000 a year. Like, your salary is so low that you literally can't take the health insurance that is offered to you because you won't be able to pay your rent. I was still cooking in kitchens on the weekend. I was flipping burgers on the weekend to keep my job. Some of it was seeing a challenge. Some of it was just getting a new job and being excited about it. Why I made it past that first day, I can probably never say. Once I was in there, I felt a very specific responsibility to my clients. We had goals that we were attempting to reach, and I wanted to be there to reach those goals and to help them through with that. Currently now, trying to make some changes as I'm getting a little bit older, trying to be a little bit more mindful about the way that I think about things.
Right.
One of the reasons I was able to get through that job for so long is I've traditionally in my life been really good at like shutting emotions out, and I would go through entire days shutting emotions out. I only cried at that job a couple of times, and I should have cried a lot more from the things that I saw. Like, I should have. I mean, when I found out that a client of mine had been potentially raped by the people that were running her house, I didn't cry. I looked at it as like a challenge. Like, oh, okay, she's been potentially raped. All right, let's take her to the hospital and let's make sure that that's what happened. that job took so much out of you, and because you were so emotionally devoid, it's like you would go home and it's like, fucking, why pay my bills? I don't care. Paying bills is not a problem at all compared to like dealing with somebody who's, you know, at any moment going to pick up a hammer and try to hit you in the face with it. You know, it's like you start letting other things in your life go too. And that happened to a lot of people that worked there. Watched a lot of people with their lives just kind of crumble around them. There's an individual, this guy, he was 6'4", big guy, Trevor. And Trevor had a lot of different issues, IQ, lower IQ. I think he may have had autism as well. His father had died. It was either a year or 2 years before this incident. On the anniversary of his father's death, he would have occasions of violence and self-injurious behavior. He used to hit himself in the face or in the head, not the same way the other guy did, but this would be in moments of frustration he would do stuff. He was known as a stripper, so he would take his clothes off. And Trevor had a particularly difficult day where he had stripped down. He had slammed his face into the floor a couple times, so he's bleeding profusely. We were having to restrain him. I had restrained him. Had restrained him. I was covered in his blood. I went home. My girlfriend told me what a rough day she had because she hadn't gotten shoes on eBay or some shit like that. And I was literally just covered in somebody else's blood. And God knows what else. And I just went in the shower and I stood there and I showered and I watched his blood run off of me and go down the drain. And when I would blink, I could see shit from that day. It's like total PTSD stuff. And I was just like, man, I gotta get out of this job. I was that shut down that I would come home and my girlfriend, this is the woman that I live with, that I loved, and just walk off. You know, that's not a good way to be approaching life.
Special thanks to Joshua, whose story gave me the inspiration to start this program. To Ben Cruz for mixing and mastering today's show. And to my other half, Valerie Hirsch, who now starts every conversation about her husband's career choice this way.
I do believe that every single individual has a social responsibility to the people around them. I really, really do firmly believe that.
This show was produced and recorded in between the passing of planes overhead in lovely Williamsburg, Brooklyn by me, Jonathan Hirsch. Links to our Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, iTunes, and Insta accounts can be found at arrvls.com. Additionally, I release a 90-second microcast every Friday about arrivals, life in New York, and much more, which you can find there as well. And all that can appear. Sydney-based power duo Yes Way for contributing their song Howlin' Face to this episode. More on the band and their incredible album can be found at yeswaysings.com. And until we meet again, may you wind up where you need to be.